Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even other developers are loving Baldur's Gate 3. For March 29th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Sega shores up its agreements with its workers union just before laying off workers from three studios. Plus, we'll check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay. Every year during the Game Developers Conference, there's an award show towards the end of the event. The Game Developers Choice Award is an award show for developers to celebrate their peers. Unsurprisingly, Larian Studios took home the most awards for their amazing work on Baldur's Gate 3, receiving four total awards, which include Game of the Year, Best Narrative, Best Design, and Audience Award. Nintendo walked away with two awards for The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, snagging the Best Technology and Innovation Awards. Independent studio Visai Games took home two awards for their narrative cooking game Venba for Best Debut and Social Impact. The last award I'll cover for the GDCA is the Lifetime Achievement Award, which went to Japanese video game composer Yoko Shimomura. Shimomura is the woman behind several iconic game soundtracks, including Street Fighter II, Parasite Eve, Super Mario RPG, and Final Fantasy XV, to name just a few highlights from her iconic career. Known for her unique blend of operatic orchestral movements with driving percussion, here is a small selection from Shimomura's storied 36-year-long career. And what you just heard was Happy Adventure, Delightful Adventures from Super Mario RPG, Hollow Bastion from Kingdom Hearts, Pain the Universe from Legend of Mana, Arise Within You from Parasite Eve, and Apocalypse Aquarius from Final Fantasy XV. Overall, there are several awards I wasn't able to cover here on Let's Play, though if you want to check out the full list of winners at this year's Game Developers Choice Awards, a convenient link will be provided in today's show description. After nearly 10 months of negotiation, the Allied Employees Guild Improving SEGA, or AEGIS, has become the first game developer union in the U.S. to rasterize a contract. AEGIS secured several concessions out of SEGA of America, including base pay raises for the 150 members of the union, protections against arbitrary discipline measures, layoff protections and guaranteed severance, a commitment to credit all staff who worked on a game, including quality assurance staff, a comprehensive benefits package for all members that include things like annual bonuses, retirement plan, and health insurance, and lastly, a commitment from SEGA to warn staff of any planned use of generative AI. All of these concessions are a giant step in the right direction for the video game industry, and it's great to see that after decades of hard work and dedication, we are finally seeing movement trying to make video game companies better places to work. Now, this should be a signal for other game developers out there. Unionization is possible and progress can be made. You just have to band together first before it can happen. On the other side of the spectrum, the video game industry is continuing to lay off wide swaths of the industry. This time around, Sega and Nintendo are making the cuts, with Sega laying off 240 individuals across three studios: Sega Europe, Creative Assembly, and Sega Hardlight. On top of the layoffs, Sega also spun out Relic Entertainment into its own independent studio. Relic Entertainment is the studio behind the games such as Company of Heroes and Dawn of War. And like every other layoff this year, Sega has described this as a, quote, hard decision and a necessary change to keep the business afloat, despite profiting $303 million last year. For Nintendo, they are ending several contracts with quality assurance testers based in Washington State. It's unclear how many are affected, but Nintendo stated that they are massively downsizing their contracted QA work, so start expecting to see more buggy games coming out of Nintendo. Those affected are also most likely contracted workers from the agency Aston Carter, who has been the subject of much criticism over the last 2 years. Aston Carter faced two complaints filed with the National Labor Relations Board last year for alleged union busting. This came after one employee was fired for allegedly leaking trade secrets through Twitter. Overall, as the video game industry continues to bleed talent to shore up dividends paid out to shareholders, it's more and more imperative for video game workers to band together and unionize. All right, it's Friday, and this is normally where we would check out a podcast review. But you know what? We don't have one this week. So if you'd like to leave us a podcast review, head on over to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, or Amazon, and leave us a review. We'll read it here on Fridays. All right, with it being Friday, let's check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget? Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Aftermath journalist Luke Plunkett recently sat down with Don McGowan, former chief legal officer for, among other things, the Pokemon Company. McGowan's tenure as legal counsel for large video game companies isn't what was interesting about this interview. Plunkett asked McGowan how the Pokemon Company handled cease and desist letters regarding fan-made projects, including how legal departments find out about these projects. McGowan answered with, quote, short answer, thanks to you folks. levying the discovery of these projects to journalists that cover them, citing that internally, employees would send him links to articles about fan projects or he'd find them on his own. McGowan further stated, quote, "The worst thing on earth is when your quote-unquote fan project gets press, because now I know about you." McGowan tried to downplay this chilling response by saying that he would only go after fan projects that sought funding, saying, quote, "No one likes suing fans." But let's get real here. It's not whether or not it got covered in Kotaku or IGN that brings the lawsuits. A tweet from a civilian would alert this bloodsucker regardless. But let this be a lesson to those that want to produce a quote-unquote fan project. Wait. Wait until your project is complete or so close to completion that if your project were to find its way into the hands of the public, no amount of threats from Nintendo or the Pokemon Company could get the proverbial toothpaste back into the tube. And the second piece of advice is not to seek funding, private, public, or otherwise. The point is, companies will sue you if you have something to take, and the quickest way to land on their legal radar is Fed posting about your own project. Remember the saying on the famous posters, "Loose lips sink fan-made games based on pre-existing IPs." European regulators are looking to throw the proverbial book at major tech companies for non-compliance of the newly enacted Digital Market Act. In particular, the European Commission is launching three investigations into Apple, Google's owner Alphabet, and the social media conglomerate Meta. The focus is on Google and Apple's app stores. Both companies have implemented new rules and fees that allow developers to make their own app stores and independent payment processing methods. However, these rules and fees essentially force developers to pay a 27% commission on all sales made through these new methods. Apple's particularly egregious, though, only allowing developers to make these alternatives through a licensing program and forcing developers to offer the same services through Apple's App Store. Apple has tried to downplay these measures as a necessary step to protect their users on the iOS platform. But to be frank here, Apple doesn't care about consumer safety. This is entirely about the 30% commission they stand to lose. The European Commission announced that they plan to finish their investigations into Apple, Alphabet, and Meta in the next 12 months, warning these companies that the EU is poised to fine them up to 10% of their worldwide revenue if found violating the Digital Market Act, and 20% for repeat infractions. So just doing some quick back of the napkin math here, Apple using their $383 billion in revenue, Apple would be paying either $38 billion for the first offense or a massive $76.6 billion if there are multiple violations. A surprisingly adequate amount of money to fine these massive companies for their blatant anti-consumer and anti-competition practices. It's been about a month since we last covered layoffs in the video game industry, and sadly, studios are continuing to bleed talent to shore up quarterly profits. 15 total studios have made major layoffs since Electronic Arts laid off those 670 individuals at the end of February, adding approximately 500 to the now estimated 8,000 workers that have lost their jobs in the video game industry, just 2,000 away from matching the total job losses in 2023 in the first 3 months of this year. Now, it should be noted that there are 18 studios. We still don't have a definitive headcount of who was affected, which could push this estimation well above 8,000. On top of industry layoffs, we're also starting to see video game media get hit with layoffs as well. IGN recently laid off three people from their publication: producer Francesca Rivera, video producer Jesse Gill, and senior editor Joshua Yell. All three affected employees were members of the newly formed IGN Creators Guild Union. The ICG reported that IGN did not consult the union before issuing these layoffs. ICG also noted that IGN has not seen significant economic distress to warrant these layoffs of any kind. IGN claimed that the decision to lay these individuals off was made prior to the union forming. Despite IGN's claims, though, the IGN Creators Guild has filed a complaint against IGN with the National Labor Relations Board for unfair labor practices. The union is also demanding that IGN agree to the comprehensive layoff protections that they've been bargaining on to avoid further layoffs in this sudden manner. While the layoffs at IGN are relatively small compared to the whole of the video game industry, I bring this situation up to highlight the actions a union can take to get recourse for individuals. A union doesn't just allow for better bargaining options on contracts, but gives union members more legal backing to fight against unfair labor practices. One of the most unlikely game franchises is getting a film adaptation. The Sims. Reported by The Hollywood Reporter, The Sims movie is a joint venture between Electronic Arts and Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap. Lucky Chap is the company behind the Barbie movie, which has seen glowing accolades from moviegoers and critics alike. The Sims movie will be directed by Kate Herron, well known for directing the first season of Marvel's Loki. Herron will also be co-writing The Sims with Brian E. Redman. Margot Robbie, Tom Ackerley, Josie McNamara, Sophia Kerr, Roy Lee, and Miri Yoon are all signed on as producers for The Sims movie. Electronic Arts, it seems, is taking a more passive role in this partnership as creative producers. Overall, with The Sims being a series of life simulators, there really isn't an overarching storyline to draw from. With that being said, though, the Barbie toys didn't offer much lore for the Barbie movie either. So Lucky Chap is probably the best bet to make a commercially safe movie for The Sims series. It'll be interesting to see if they can capture lightning in a bottle twice. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the very next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.